Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. The worst of the storm is over in New Jersey, but a statewide state of emergency remains in effect. KYW's Mike DiNardo got the update Tuesday afternoon in Woodbridge.
Board of Public Utilities Commissioner Joe Fiordaliso expected many to be left without power.
There is a potential that there will be hundreds of thousands of outages due to this storm.
At that same briefing, Governor Murphy said it could be a while before life returns to normal.
One provider at least said it could take as much as a week to get all of those houses and locations back up to full power.
State government offices were closed for the day. Now, the National Weather Service says a tornado touched down in Strathmere, Cape May County Tuesday. This man saw it happen.
You could see this funnel cloud kind of go through the bay, up towards the marshes, heading towards the parkway. And it was quite a sight.
KYW's Andrew Kramer was in Ocean City when the weather started picking up.
We took cover at Ocean City Coffee Company, along with Joe Lawler, who is visiting from Massachusetts.
The wind is really whipping, and you go out there, it feels like hard pellets hitting your face. It's pretty severe.
Down by 59th and Central, we found a home with part of the roof and some of the upstairs deck on the ground. Tom Deal witnessed this.
I was surprised to see it actually happen. It was like watching a movie, you know? I mean, when the roof got lifted up, it just was right in front of me.
Some Ocean City homes next door lost some siding. In the days to come, the Schuylkill River will continue to swell with waters from other creeks in our area.
The worst of this event is yet to come, and I really want to remind people, turn around, don't drown. If you can't see the road, do not drive through the flooded roads.
Fire Commissioner Adam Teal warning people about the dangers of driving through such conditions.
We've had submerged vehicles. We're rescuing people from houses right now along Darby Creek. Hobbs Creek is completely flooded. The Wissahickon is out of its banks.
The Schuylkill is expected to continue to rise until about Thursday morning. The fire department has had more than five times the amount of calls Tuesday. Montgomery County officials say they had at least 110 emergency calls for water rescues. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Elwart says there's a report that someone got swept away in the Schuylkill River.
Among the many emergency calls, someone at the Spring Mill train station in White Marsh Township said there was a person swept away by the Schuylkill River. Crews searched the fast-moving and swollen Schuylkill for hours but didn't find anyone. Rescue crews were called to help people from cars stranded on flooded-out roads, like in Lafayette Hill, where Bill O'Neill watched two cars get stuck on Germantown Pike near Joshua Road.
A whole bunch of cars coming down the road. Two of them didn't make it. All the trucks and the SUVs made it, but those guys didn't. So They had water rescue come out and get them.
Some Conshohocken residents had to be evacuated for flooding. Crews had to pull neighbors from their homes in Penn Lynn. Now, Bucks County emergency officials are trying to confirm reports of a tornado that may have touched down in Doylestown. KYW's Paul Kurtz surveyed the damage.
At least a half dozen cars were picked up and thrown into a heaping pile. Just behind the hospital, the roaring wind ripped part of the roof off a daycare center. Eight children had to be treated for minor injuries, and across the street at Central Bucks West High School, the visitor stands at the football stadium were lifted up and thrown down. Signs were doubled over, traffic lights twirled around poles, and trees were snapped in half and uprooted.
Witnesses say all the damage occurred in a matter of seconds. And in Delaware County, emergency dispatchers had their hands full trying to get crews out. Director of Emergency Services Tim Boy says the heavy 911 call volume didn't help.
Our first responders are at their breaking point right now with the number of calls. We do not need extra calls for people who just disregard the safety rules. If there's a barricade, that means that a first responder's been there, checked the area, and has moved on. So it really amplifies the problem when people just don't listen.
Boy says the people who called 911 and then hang up because of the wait time make matters worse. He says for every person that hangs up, a dispatcher has to call them back. He says if you call, stay on the line. Red Cross officials in the Delaware County area are putting those displaced in hotels instead of shelters due to coronavirus. That's the All Local presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.